Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
We're putting up new buildings, we're knocking down the old. We're working in the summer heat and in the winter cold. And the labour power we sell, me boys, for a hard and weekly pay, produces mighty profits for the greedy MBA. And whether we were born here or born in Italy, in Greece, in Spain or Ireland, in England or Fiji, we all of us are workers, united we must stand, until the wealthy bludgers have been driven from our land. We faced deregistration, it backfired in the face. We're not fooled by arbitration, we won't stay in our place. We hit the bosses hard and fast to win and keep our gains, and break a couple of concrete pours to back our log of claims. So keep your powder dry and hold your head up high. It's class to class and face to face, our limit is the sky. We've got a fighting history and we never will be cowed. Our builder's labour is a name to make a man feel proud.
It's good morning from the Concrete Gang, 3CR on your community radio, 8:55 on your AM dial every Sunday morning. 9:30, is it? Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
9:30. We'll eventually get the time down.
Yeah. And we've got the usual suspects. We've got old Three Trees over here.
Good morning, everyone. How are we going?
Good, brother.
And we've got the old Southeast Shadow.
Morning, lads. How are we?
He's back in business.
The SES.
I'm back.
Well, we all made it through another week, which is a positive.
Oh, mate. Yeah.
It's week by week, day by day at the moment.
It's a struggle, hour by hour. It's getting to, you know.
Yeah. But we've made it, and still kicking goals. Yeah. Still going all right.
The sun still comes up every day.
Still signing up more and more EBAs.
That's it. Our membership comes looking good too.
There's companies knocking down the door to get EBAs. Yeah.
It's always good when you have to refuse people.
We're holding them back.
It's good.
Yeah.
When you're having to refuse them, you know.
So it's not all doom and gloom out there. No. The weather's getting better.
The weather's getting exceptionally good.
Big grand final weekend before we know it.
Sure. Up the Hawks.
Yeah.
Frankie's got no...
How's this? Are they doing all right?
Who's that?
Old Three Trees has got no pillows left on his couch.
I tell you now, the Essendon swimming pool team are doing awesome.
They're doing well.
How's the pillow situation going at home, mate?
Not great, mate. Yeah, the pup has completely wrecked every cushion in the house, you know, old Mokara. But it was funny when my missus was looking on the video. She says, he's wrecked the whole fucking joint. He says, but he looked like he was having fun while he'd done it.
Having a ball.
It was like Winter Wonderland and fucking fluff everywhere.
Heaven to him, mate. Heaven to him.
So we're a cushionless family at the minute.
That's right. Just get the old milk crates out. You'll be all right.
Oh, mate, we'll be sitting there. Sleep on the patio floor. Furniture.
We just
have no furniture.
It's definitely been a big week, hasn't it? It had a few near misses.
Mate, the rain kicked off. But I think we'll start the show off with a bit of bad news.
A bit of a somber note.
Before we go any further, we had a member of ours pass away, Mark Curtis. He's a 49-year-old crane driver, rigger, and he passed away on the SRL project. He had a medical episode while he was in the crane, and the boys at the scene did their utmost to try and revive him, keep him going, but unfortunately he passed away, you know. He'd been employed by JYC. He'd been a member since 2003, so he'd been around, like, you know, and he was well respected by the members and that. And he was a good friend of one of our crane organizers, Marty Murphy. Consider him a very good friend. So it's pretty sad, you know. Unfortunately, he passed away, and it's just
he was 49 or something.
49, yeah, like. Unlucky. You know, it's just it's tragic at times. You know what I mean? But at the same time, this is why we enforce safety in these medical procedures and all that. There are people seeing we're in there doing emergency evacuation drills, stuff like that. There, medical emergency response. This is what we're talking about.
Yeah, sure.
So unfortunately, the workers obviously had a, you know, the Marty and Spence went down there spoke to everybody. Everybody was obviously not fit to keep working, so the job went home. And we had our counsellors down there the next night and next day talking to the members and pushed them through what they needed, if they needed anything, where to go and all that. And that's the resources that we provide, obviously, as a union. But yeah, it's just a sad note, you know 100%. What I mean? He had a young family, you know what I mean? There's a daughter doesn't have a dad coming home. Right. There's a wife doesn't have, you know, husband coming home. And it's just really awful. Like, I mean, yeah, I hate shocking. Having to talk about it. Like, but we also had, unfortunately...
Happened on a night shift too, didn't it?
Yeah, it was just in the night shift, yeah. But
Pays to get yourself checked out, though. You know? 100%. A lot of our boys are too tough to go to the doctors.
Yeah. Look, I mean, I'm one of them people, I think, you know, but the stigma around it needs to be sort of wiped out.
Yeah, that's right.
You know
that's
I mean,
right.
Your health is your wealth at the end of the day. We had, unfortunately, I think it was the day before, we had a scaffolder go down on one of the jobs. He had a heart attack as well. Fuck. And the boys on the scene there revived him, kept him going until the paramedics turned up and gave him a fighting chance. And he's still in the hospital. He's still fighting, but he had a chance because the people on the job knew CPR. People had their first aid tickets, had the training, you know what I mean? And he's got a fighting chance now. Obviously, bear with us, and we'll get you more details as we go. But hopefully he pulls through. But obviously, our condolences are with...
That's why you can't recommend enough doing that first aid course then.
Oh, no. Do you know, it was a year ago almost?
Yeah,
maybe
a bit longer, yeah.
That guy went down in front of us on a job in Port Melbourne. And he was just a truck driver. He wasn't actually part of the job itself. And he was
going... he was working for Delta, maybe, at the time.
Yeah, and he was just going up to the foreman to say, look, it's going to get to 35 degrees. Do you want me to even bother doing another run? And as he was saying that, he dropped to the ground. And shout out to the boys from Delta that time.
You should have seen the sight. They all went into action.
The guy ended up passing away, right? But it was wholesome to see everybody come together.
He ended up having a brain hemorrhage, I think.
But the reality of it is, as well, like, and we just said it there now, the boys gave him a fighting chance. Yeah. He made it to they kept him going until the ambos got there and the fireys. I think the fireys were first on scene.
Yep, all the ambos, paramedics, they couldn't believe how everyone worked on the job. Yep. And you know, it's one of the safest places to have a heart attack is on site.
Yeah,
for sure.
And they said, listen, he's done great. No, they got him the hook. He passed away 3 or 4 days later. Yeah. But you know what? At least he had a fighting chance. You know what I mean? And it was just unfortunate. But I remember talking to Marty Murphy at the time about it. Marty Murphy said everyone should have their first aid ticket.
Sweet gums, Murphy.
Everybody should have it.
Yeah, I've done it. Even if it's just for home, around home with your kids and all that.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's definitely worth it.
You never know when it might burst into action. You might need it. Yeah, but so obviously we'll keep you updated on that, on another member's progress. But yeah.
And we had another incident, didn't we? Someone lost their mum in Inga.
That was an SRL WeBuild. Yeah, unfortunately, look, you're obviously going to hear a lot about WeBuild as we go along.
Yeah,
the SRL project, obviously, it's broke up into different packages. WeBuild have one of them. Site superintendent, you want to call that the guy that runs the joint? He's been handed 31 PIN notices.
How long's the job been going? 31 days.
Probably about yeah. But, like, you know...
You just ignore them.
They just ignore them. Yeah. You know, WorkSafe have come down, ruled against them many a times.
Well, WorkSafe need a bit more oomph in there.
Yeah.
You know, calibre, don't they?
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
my God.
Keep these people... We were out there. We'll do it every day, but we can't be the only ones fighting.
People think it's you're going down there with an agenda. The agenda is we want people to go home.
That's right. Your job's shit and people are going to get hurt 100%. And die. That's what we don't want.
Whenever our delegates and our organisers are pushing to see what your emergency response is, it's exactly for the reason why one of our members passes away.
That's right.
Or is in the position where he needs health and safety.
And you can't get to him.
And you're not giving it to him. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because you're not drilled or whatever. But
And aren't we built? They're giving them jobs all around the land. Queensland, apparently they're looking good for a stadium. Tassie.
But apparently they're not allowed to do any government work in New South Wales because of their shitty
past. I wouldn't let them build a shed, mate.
I wouldn't let them build McCubby house.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway, the delegate down there has been keeping them honest. And to be fair, the delegate's had it out with them many of the times. They just got their second delegate in there. Obviously, there's a lot of people on site, and they were arguing about getting the second
delegate.
Sounds
like they need four.
I know.
Oh, mate, they probably need more. Mm. But the reality was the delegate was like, well, you know, we need more people down here giving us a hand. Yep. They're like, you don't have enough members yet. And he goes, well, you let the AWU, you don't mind having his.
The AWU?
Yeah. And there was nobody on site, and he was like, come on in, months ahead of schedule. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Of course they do.
So they're all about helping themselves. They don't care about the workers, you know what I mean? But anyway, They keep us in business at the end of the day. That's what we do.
Have they got split shifts going there? No doubt.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, and they want one steward to cover all three.
100%. They require more help from the workers and their union than anybody else.
Not to mention the fatigue going on.
Yeah, 100%. You know? All these, they win these government projects on the proviso, oh, we've got the best systems, we've got this. They don't implement any of them.
No, that's right.
And in fact, when we catch them out on it, they try and argue against their own workplace policies. But that's, look, that's CPB, or sorry, that's WeBuild.
WeBuild.
That's WeBuild, yeah. It was CPB, Acciona, where the
I think they're talking about them getting the stadium at Tassie at the minute too.
But they obviously don't want it built, do they?
Nah, not on time.
And that's another one with the time frame. It's very short.
Yeah.
Design process is on its way now, but like, and the government are actually reaching out for our help. Now, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
it's actually tailored to Queensland don't want to talk to us.
You give credit with credit too. I think they've already got a side agreement done with that with the Liberal government.
Yeah,
right?
Richie's all over that, which is great to see.
That's awesome.
And they're going to try and track workers from all over Australia because they don't have enough there.
They're going to need, I think, massive amounts from here.
Like you know yourself, building stadiums. You know what I mean? Speciality people in there who actually do that. They're very hard to
We went up there to water their port because they ordered a ship too big. It's like buying a boat too big for your garage, you know? That's exactly what they did. And Fitchies and all that went up there and did an awesome job so they can get their... They bought the new two Spirit of Tassies and they're too big to fit for their port.
One was tied up in Glasgow and the other one was loaned out to some Norwegian company.
Yeah.
Because they couldn't
use it.
That's the best.
But here, who saved the day there?
CFMU. Yep.
Once again, the CFMU.
Well, you'd hope that Fitchies are getting a grouse looking at that stadium because they got them out of a jam up there already. You know?
Yeah, 100%. And then, like, speaking of all that, like up in Sydney, we're talking about these tunnels.
Yeah.
There was a blowout in one of the tunnels. So the tunnel boring machine that goes through, as it pours through, it sends all the spoil back through all the hoses and all that, all the way back.
And these hoses are probably metre radius, aren't they?
Yeah, 100%. And, like, we're talking big time. And the obviously there was workers in there actually working on the thing. And the joins, obviously, with the clips have blown.
Yep.
Sent them flying. It was like an explosion.
It looks like a bomb.
Measuring the pressure in that.
And like you think about the silica dust down there. You think about the injuries straight off the bat.
Like getting fully sandblasted.
Yeah,
that's right.
And but apparently we're the bad people. You know what I mean?
Mate, not to mention if they survive, the dust that they've swallowed, like their lungs, their stomach.
Look at Cross River Rail. They're only coming out about it. We've been saying it since day one down here with the metro.
Yeah, I know.
And Westgate Tunnel about the silica problem. Yeah. You know what I mean? Then all of a sudden, after the fact, it's all, there actually was an issue.
The
monitors just got in there.
Yeah. Doesn't sell papers, that shit.
Nah, you know, 100%. Right. People getting hurt, you know what I mean? But anyway, that's the metro, that's in Sydney. There's a few jobs, and look, there's delays on them jobs too, you know what I mean? And we're not heavily involved up there in the civil space, but who do they blame for their shortcomings there, you know what I mean?
Easy target,
mate, you know. It's like them demo companies getting around, mate.
That's right, mate.
Imagine if they didn't have the Southeast shadow on them, they'd be.
There's a bit of demo going on.
Keep them honest, mate, keep them honest.
There's a bit of demo everywhere.
How many demo companies are there in there?
EB8. EB8 is about five.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, some of these fly-by-nighters.
Azzy removals.
Four.
Yeah, what's that like at the minute? The Azzy removal game is that?
Yeah, it's a bit dead at the moment. Mm. Look, a lot of the industry is a bit dead as well. So the knock on effect to the other trades, they feeling it. So
we were at the Jam Factory the other day, and obviously there's like five stages of work.
Feels like they're building that backwards too, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
Who's the builder?
At the minute, you got Crema doing the first stage, Hase are doing the second stage, and then the
third
last
and fourth are still out the tender.
Still is out the tender, yeah. But we were talking to them there. They came across no asbestos at all.
But even that, the developer going to breaking up the package. It's counteractive because Hacer and Crema are working side by side. When one needs to jump the crane, the other one's got to get out of the way. Yep. And then the other one's going, we've got work to do. So it just doesn't work. Yeah. It doesn't work. Like with member Maltese and Probil.
Yep, you had that the little
Gaza,
strip.
The rooster called it the Gaza Strip.
No, but it's true, though, you know what I mean? Right. And trying to get people to work hand in hand with people is very
I'm not sure why they broke up. I guess they get the builders to come in cheaper.
A lot of builders like to see the other ones fail, too.
Yeah, 100%.
Because they look better.
Race to the bottom, mate. Race to the bottom.
But yeah, if that package is, had been given as one, there's a big lay down area. You get a whole system in place.
Yeah, 100%. That makes sense, doesn't it?
It's a bit of a shit show. Not to mention all the different TMPs you got to get. It's just, I think it becomes counteractive.
He needs to sit down, Mr. Garner, and have an avocado on toast.
Yes. Well, he can afford it. He can afford it. So I guess we better cut to a track, shouldn't we? Well done, old trees.
Thanks for that, mate. Thank you very much.
Also, we had a near miss on an Ironside job. Very near miss.
Mate.
With the crane crew. Very lucky. Super lucky.
What happened?
On the Ironside, lifting up the crane crew. They were lifting up scaffold tubes. I don't know what they hit. They must have hit a screen or something.
I think they hit the scaffold going over the top.
Hit the scaffold going over the top. And obviously...
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah.
And the load slid out.
I don't think... Lucky the doggies were paying attention, but they weren't. Obviously, they didn't see it at the scaffold, but they looked up. There was about three or four people on the truck. Saw it coming down. They jumped off the truck. Scaffold, tube, everything come down. One lock came down. Speared through the tray of the truck and hit the ground. One bounced off, hit a car. Just pure luck. So
is this the one? Yeah, I actually do know what you're talking about. It's the one where WorkSafe told them, we're coming out, and they cleaned it all up.
They cleaned it all up.
Cleaned it all up, moved the truck, everything.
Before WorkSafe got it.
So they're in a bit of shot.
Do you know what?
But that was pure luck. You should have said,
unbelievable. So it's been coming up from the, I think, were they pulling
the Alimac? Loading bay.
It was the Alimac. I think they were pulling the Alimac apart.
To the tree.
Yeah.
Three-man crane crew.
Yeah, that's right.
Didn't have a dogman up the top.
Up the top. Exactly.
So if you had a dogman up the top, you wouldn't have that problem.
As they've come over the top, it's hit.
So people talk about four-man crane crews, it's a safety concern.
Yeah.
There you go.
So there we have.
Yep. So
we're lucky no one lost their life there.
Jeez, man, that's another.
But that's builders on side up, always trying to save a buck here, buck there.
Yeah.
But the traffic lights were actually red at the back there too.
Yeah, so it was cars banked up. It was about 4 o'clock in
and
the arbor,
and it speared through the tray of the truck.
It went straight through the truck and hit the ground.
To spear through the truck, checker plate on a truck. Imagine.
Yeah, I know. Multiple pieces went through it, and they didn't just go through a little bit. They went right through and hit the ground.
Yeah. Some of them bounced off the truck and landed on some of the cars.
Just pure luck. But that's why you don't always go cheap and nasty. They're trying to
school pick up around that time as well.
Save a wage of one bloke, you know.
Unbelievable.
You know?
Like what? And then they try and clear it up after, so they're trying to hide everything.
Yeah, I know. So there should be very major penalties for that.
Sure.
WorkSafe should go the full hog on them and use everything.
We hope so.
And also, we've got the old the concrete game coming up too.
Oh, 31st
of August.
31st of August at the Leveson.
Leveson.
Get down there.
Be part of it.
Never get a bad meal.
You never do, though.
No.
God bless Foxy.
Beer's always icy cold.
God bless Foxy.
But so, with this, start getting your tickets back in, whether you bring them in. Caitlin's going to send out a message, but start getting them in. If they're sold, we need the money back in. Stewart's meeting's coming up this Thursday.
Thursday, yep.
So start rolling them back in, and we need everything in by... well before the 31st, so we can get down there and everyone gets in the draw.
Try to get it in by Thursday next week if they can.
Yep.
That'll be good.
So that should be a good day.
How good's that?
Yeah.
Also, we're getting some flags made up.
Yes.
Coffee gang flags.
Got one in the car, actually.
Yep. We've got some prototypes.
Yeah.
They'll be available at the office. Come and grab them.
Yes.
They'll be available to go on your cranes
everywhere.
You know what I mean?
Get them up there.
Yeah. Get around it, you know. Be part of it.
We need to come up with a big job, put it on there.
Yeah. It's a bit of work coming up, from what I believe.
Yeah, there is.
A lot of work starting in the Richmond area.
Good.
A little bit coming up around at South Yarra as well, from what I'm doing. And there's that big one in the city. Is that one where the market is? Is that one going to go? Or
the market? Oh, who knows? Oh, no. There's a bit of... Scape is supposed to start there. Multiplex are meant to start there.
Yeah.
In there, but I think there's a bit of shit going on with the permits, because I think once Multiplex start, Lendlease, their finish date starts for the whole project.
Yeah.
Mate, as if you can't extend permits. Yeah, so there's a bit of funny buggers going on there. And to be fair, Multis need to start there now, because we don't want them laying off any more bikes. But
100%.
And it's out of their hands. They want to get there, get cracking. But
someone's
playing funny buggers along the lines.
Red tape.
Gross.
Maybe Lendlease should have just done the job themselves.
Yeah.
Who'd have thunk it, eh?
Yeah, they're good at giving jobs away. Hickory down the road, you know?
Yeah. How's that one going?
Yeah, it's all right.
How many blokes is on that job? Big job, isn't it?
Well, when we did the toolbox a few months ago, there would have been 300 or something. It's starting to taper down now. It's coming to the end. But
then you got the one next door, which is Lendlease, isn't it?
Yeah, which is Lendlease.
How's that going?
Yeah, no dramas. Oh, we've had a few plasterers go, running around and hiding in toilets together and sorts of things, but...
You get that?
That's what happens, you know, unfortunately. Yeah. But no, we got to the bottom of that. That was all good. Everyone got fixed up and everyone's accounted for, thank God.
Yeah.
It's good.
But there is work coming up.
Yeah.
QBH is a big one.
Yeah. Hiding in toilets. Sounds like our friends at Clark Cranes.
We
were out there during the week. We had a few phone
at
calls.
At their yard?
Yeah. I had a few phone calls come through.
That's a shit spot, that yard, too, isn't it?
It's right.
In the open.
Yeah.
It's just a shit spot in general. But we went out there. A couple of us went out there just to have obviously, we had some phone calls come through about safety concerns, unsafe work practices in the yard. We went out there.
Clarks wouldn't believe it.
we went out there. Obviously, we were met with
some resistance.
Obviously, WorkSafe came out. Right. They wouldn't let WorkSafe in either. So,
I wouldn't expect anything boiling, less from
Clarks. It's all boiling down to. Someone's getting charged with something from what we're being told. So
really?
Yeah, allegedly. Well,
watch your space.
Watch your space.
Well, Clark has form. You know what I mean? He was fined $400,000 for the death of a worker on Box Hill.
Richmond? Remember who stopped the whole of Richmond
and
his crane
blew over? Richmond. Yeah.
And no one got killed there. Touch wood.
Oh man, 100%. You know what I mean? Your luck's not gonna last forever.
Richmond for 2 weeks, didn't it? Just about.
Yeah. But we got down there, and then there was a lot of rumors going around about what's actually going on inside there. Obviously,
not ideal.
Not ideal, no. But obviously the heat's on.
Some of the boys were happy. They got an early day.
The boys were loving it. They were
out of there.
Cheering on the way out. They got an early one.
Beautiful.
Maybe we'll just keep turning up.
We'll keep the pressure on. Keep showing up. Keep doing what we're doing.
That's right.
So we're going to Sookies and
Sookies. Oh wow! Walk up start. Clark's, isn't it?
He could be doing the party rubble today, possibly.
Yeah.
Oh, he's sookin.
Well, if anyone deserves it.
Oh, man. He's ruffled a lot of feathers lately.
Well, we had LU sooking a bit today. Non-EBA this, that. Mate, the non-EBAs, the Cobras, they're pretty much using all our subbies so they can't hide behind that. Maybe they need to change their business model a bit and branch out from doing apartments, which no one's 100%. Building at the minute.
Yeah. Hamilton Marino, they were sooking during the week.
Were they?
Yeah, on a few jobs.
Yep.
I think Pally got them up in the north.
Yeah.
Out in the southeast, we got them out there as well. Obviously, they like to quote the EBA sometimes.
Oh, they do. They love RDOs. In the EBA, it says you must exhaust every other option
first. That's right.
Or maybe have people working there past 2:30 during the week.
100%.
You know, exhaust.
Make an effort. Make an actual effort.
Oh, we can't control them.
I tell you who was sucking pretty hard. Old Jeffrey Hollywood Watson.
He was
getting cross examined.
He's not going back in the stand.
Having a cry.
He sucked hard, didn't he? He folded like a deck chair. He folded probably faster than that. Fuck me. He was requested my integrity. He was just like a mumbling mess.
Yeah.
For the second time,
he's not gonna get back up there.
That's the second time he. Yeah, but he put his tail between his legs afterwards. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. Suki Lala, who do you want to go for?
Clarks. And I think there'll be more to come from Clarks too.
Oh yeah, and Scallywags. Well, fuck, Clarks in there too.
Clarks in there too.
Yeah, playing up like a second
half. Oh, and Watson. Watson. He's just you know, and now he's thrown the dummy.
He's thrown the dummy
because he's not going back in the stand because he couldn't answer any questions.
Yeah.
So Watson.
All right.
Yeah.
So Jeffrey Watson gets the Scallywag. Clarks or Suki's.
Suki Lala.
Maybe we'll swap that around. Maybe we'll give the Suki to Watson. We'll give the Scallywag to Clarks.
Oh, cool. Yeah, done.
All right, and we'll go out the same old way. Dare to struggle.
Dare to win.
If you don't fight, you lose. It's a good morning from the Concrete Gang.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au. You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.